Thus saith the mercy of the Lord, I'll be a God to thee. I'll bless thy numerous race, and they shall be a seed for me. Abram believed the promised grace and gave his sons to God, but water seals the blessing now that once was sealed with blood. Thus Lydia sanctified her house when she received the word. Thus the believing jailer gave his household to the Lord. Thus, later saints, eternal King, thine ancient truth embrace, to thee their infant offspring bring, and humbly claim the grace. Hymn 1:122. Believers buried with Christ in baptism, Romans 6:3. Do we not know that solemn word, that we are buried with the Lord, baptized into his death, and then put off the body of our sin? Our souls receive diviner breath, raised from corruption, guilt, and death. So from the grave did Christ arise, and lives to God above the skies. No more let sin or Satan reign over our mortal flesh again. The various lusts we served before shall have dominion now no more. Hymn 1:123. The Repenting Prodigal, Luke 15:13. Behold the wretch whose lust and wine had wasted his estate. He begs a share among the swine to taste the husks they eat. I die with hunger here, he cries. I starve in foreign lands. My father's house has large supplies, and bounteous are his hands. I'll go, and with a mournful tongue, fall down before his face. Father, I've done thy justice wrong, nor can deserve thy grace. He said, and hastened to his home, to seek his father's love. The father saw the rebel come, and all his bowels move. He ran, and fell upon his neck, embraced, and kissed his son. The rebel's heart with sorrow break for follies he had done. Take off his clothes of shame and sin, the father gives command. Dress him in garments white and clean, with rings adorn his hand. A day of feasting I ordain, let mirth and joy abound. My son was dead and lives again, was lost and now is found. Hymn 1:124. The first and second Adam, Romans 5:12. Deep in the dust before thy throne, our guilt and our disgrace we own. Great God, we own the unhappy name, whence sprang our nature and our shame. Adam the sinner. At his fall, death like a conqueror seized us all. 1,000 newborn babes are dead by fatal union to their head. But whilst our spirits filled with awe, behold the terrors of thy law. We sing the honors of thy grace, that sent to save our ruined race. We sing thine everlasting Son, who joined our nature to his own. Adam the second, from the dust, raises the ruins of the first. By the rebellion of one man, through all his seed the mischief ran, and by one man's obedience, now are all his seed made righteous too. Where sin did reign, and death abound, there have the sons of Adam found abounding life. Their glorious grace reigns through the Lord our righteousness. Hymn 1:125. Christ's compassion to the weak and tempted. Hebrews 4:15. And 5:7. Matthew 12:20. With joy we meditate the grace of our high priest above. His heart is made of tenderness. His bowels melt with love. Touched with a sympathy within, he knows our feeble frame. He knows what sore temptations mean, for he has felt the same. But spotless, innocent, and pure, the great Redeemer stood, while Satan's fiery darts he bore, and did resist to blood. He, in the days of feeble flesh, poured out his cries and tears, and in his measure feels afresh what every member bears. He'll never quench the smoking flax, but raise it to a flame. The bruised reed he never breaks, nor scorns the meanest name. Then let our humble faith address his mercy and his power. We shall obtain delivering grace in the distressing hour. Hymn 1:126. Charity and uncharitableness. Romans 14:17-19. 1 Corinthians 10:32. Not different food or different dress compose the kingdom of our Lord, but peace and joy and righteousness, faith and obedience to his word. When weaker Christians we despise. We do the gospel mighty wrong, for God the gracious and the wise receives the feeble with the strong, Let pride and wrath be banished hence, meekness and love our souls pursue. Nor shall our practice give offense to saints, the Gentile, or the Jew. Hymn 1127, Christ's Invitation to Sinners, or Humility and Pride, Matthew 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. Come hither, all ye weary souls, ye heavy-laden sinners, come. I'll give you rest from all your toils, and raise you to my heavenly home. They shall find rest that learn of me. I'm of a meek and lowly mind, but passion rages like the sea, and pride is restless as the wind. Blessed is the man whose shoulders take my yoke and bear it with delight. My yoke is easy to his neck. My grace shall make the burden light. Jesus, we come at thy command. With faith and hope and humble zeal, resign our spirits to thy hand to mold and guide us at thy will. Hymn 1128, The Apostles' Commission, or The Gospel Attested by Miracles, Mark 16, verse 15, in Surrey. Matthew 28, verse 18. Go preach my gospel, saith the Lord. Bid the whole earth my grace receive. He shall be saved that trusts my word. He shall be damned that won't believe. I'll make your great commission known, and ye shall prove my gospel true by all the works that I have done, by all the wonders ye shall do. Go heal the sick. Go raise the dead. Go cast out devils in my name. Nor let my prophets be afraid, though Greeks reproach and Jews blaspheme. Teach all the nations my commands. I'm with you till the world shall end. All power is trusted to my hands. I can destroy and I defend. He spake, and light shone round his head. On a bright cloud to heaven he rode. They to the farthest nations spread the grace of their ascended God. Hymn 1129, Submission and Deliverance, or Abraham Offering His Son, Genesis 22, verse 6 and C. Saints, at your Father's heavenly word, give up your comforts to the Lord. He shall restore what you resign, or grant you blessings more divine. So Abraham with obedient hand led forth his son at God's command. The wood, the fire, the knife he took, his arm prepared the dreadful stroke. Abraham, forbear, the angel cried. Thy faith is known, thy love is tried, thy son shall live, and in thy seed shall the whole earth be blessed indeed. Just in the last distressing hour, the Lord displays delivering power. The mount of danger is the place where we shall see surprising grace. Hymn 1130. Love and Hatred, Philippians 2. Verse 2, Ephesians 4, verse 30 and C. Now by the bowels of my God, his sharp distress, his sore complaints, by his last groans, his dying blood, I charge my soul to love the saints. Clamor and wrath and war be gone, envy and spite forever cease. Let bitter words no more be known amongst the saints, the sons of peace. The Spirit, like a peaceful dove, flies from the realms of noise and strife. Why should we vex and grieve his love, who seals our souls to heavenly life? Tender and kind be all our thoughts. Through all our lives let mercy run. So God forgives our numerous faults for the clear sake of Christ his Son. Hymn 1131. The Pharisee and the Publican. Luke 18, verse 10 and C. Behold how sinners disagree, the publican and Pharisee. One doth his righteousness proclaim, the other owns his guilt and shame. This man at humble distance stands and cries for grace with lifted hands, that boldly rises near the throne and talks of duties he has done. The Lord their different language knows and different answers he bestows. The humble soul with grace he crowns, whilst on the proud his anger frowns. Dear Father, let me never be joined with the boasting Pharisee. I have no merits of my own, but plead the sufferings of thy Son. Hymn 1132, Holiness and Grace, Titus 2:10-13. So let our lips and lives express the holy gospel we profess. So let our works and virtues shine to prove the doctrine all divine. Thus shall we best proclaim abroad the honors of our Savior God, when the salvation reigns within and grace subdues the power of sin. Our flesh and sense must be denied, passion and envy, lust and pride, while justice, temperance, truth, and love our inward piety approve. Religion bears our spirits up, while we expect that blessed hope, the bright appearance of the Lord, and faith stands leaning on His word. Hymn 1133. Love and Charity, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 2 to 7 and 13. Let Pharisees of high esteem their faith and zeal declare. All their religion is a dream if love be wanting there. Love suffers long with patient eye, nor is provoked in haste. She lets the present injury die, and long forgets the past. Malice and rage, those fires of hell, she quenches with her tongue, hopes and believes, and thinks no ill, though she endure the wrong. She nor desires nor seeks to know the scandals of the time, nor looks with pride on those below, nor envies those that climb. She lays her own advantage by to seek her neighbor's good, so God's own Son came down to die and bought our lives with blood. Love is the grace that keeps her power in all the realms above. Their faith and hope are known no more, but saints forever love. Hymn 1134. Religion vain without love. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1, 2, and 3. Had I the tongues of Greeks and Jews, and nobler speech that angels use, if love be absent, I am found like tinkling brass, an empty sound. Were I inspired to preach and tell all that is done in heaven and hell, or could my faith the world remove, still I am nothing without love. Should I distribute all my store to feed the bowels of the poor, or give my body to the flame to gain a martyr's glorious name? If love to God and love to men be absent, all my hopes are vain. Nor tongues, nor gifts, nor fiery zeal, the work of love can e'er fulfill. Hymn 1135. The love of Christ shed abroad in the heart. Ephesians 3, verse 16 and C. Come, dearest Lord, descend and dwell by faith and love in every breast. Then shall we know and taste and feel the joys that cannot be expressed. Come, fill our hearts with inward strength, make our enlarged souls possess, and learn the height and breadth and length of Thine unmeasurable grace. Now, to the God whose power can do more than our thoughts or wishes know, be everlasting honors done by all the church through Christ His Son. Hymn 1136, Sincerity and Hypocrisy, or Formality and Worship, John 4, verse 24. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. God is a spirit just and wise. He sees our inmost mind. In vain to heaven we raise our cries and leave our souls behind. Nothing but truth before His throne with honor can appear. The painted hypocrites are known through the disguise they wear. Their lifted eyes salute the skies, their bending knees the ground. But God abhors the sacrifice where not the heart is found. Lord, search my thoughts and try my ways and make my soul sincere. Then shall I stand before Thy face and find acceptance there. Hymn 1137, Salvation by Grace in Christ, 2 Timothy 1, verses 9 and 10. Now to the power of God supreme. Be everlasting honors given. He saves from hell. We bless His name. He calls our wandering feet to heaven. Not for our duties or deserts, but of His own abounding grace, He works salvation in our hearts and forms a people for His praise. 'Twas His own purpose that begun to rescue rebels doomed to die. He gave us grace in Christ His Son before He spread the starry sky. Jesus the Lord appears at last and makes His Father's counsels known, declares the great transactions past, and brings immortal blessings down. He dies. And in that dreadful night did all the powers of hell destroy. Rising, He brought our heaven to light and took possession of the joy. Hymn 1138, Saints in the Hands of Christ, John 10, verses 28 and 29. Firm as the earth Thy gospel stands, my Lord, my hope, my trust, If I am found in Jesus' hands, my soul can ne'er be lost. His honor is engaged to save the meanest of his sheep, all that his heavenly Father gave his hands securely keep. Nor death nor hell shall e'er remove his favorites from his breast. In the dear bosom of his love they must forever rest. Hymn 1139. Hope in the covenant, or God's promise and truth unchangeable. Hebrews 6, verses 17, 18, and 19. How oft have sin and Satan strove to rend my soul from thee, my God, but everlasting is thy love, and Jesus seals it with his blood. The oath and promise of the Lord join to confirm the wondrous grace. Eternal power performs the word and fills all heaven with endless praise. Amidst temptations sharp and long, my soul to this dear refuge flies. Hope is my anchor firm and strong, while tempests blow and billows rise. The gospel bears my spirits up. A faithful and unchanging God lays the foundation for my hope in oaths and promises and blood. Hymn 1140, A Living and a Dead Faith, collected from several scriptures, Mistaken Souls, that dream of heaven and make their empty boast of inward joys and sins forgiven while they are slaves to lust. Vain are our fancy's airy flights. If faith be cold and dead, none but a living power unites to Christ the living head. 'Tis faith that changes all the heart. 'Tis faith that works by love, that bids all sinful joys depart and lifts the thoughts above. 'Tis faith that conquers earth and hell by a celestial power. This is the grace that shall prevail in the decisive hour. Faith must obey her Father's will, as well as trust his grace. A pardoning God is jealous still for his own holiness. When from the curse he sets us free, he makes our natures clean, nor would he send his Son to be the minister of sin. His Spirit purifies our frame and seals our peace with God. Jesus and his salvation came by water and by blood. Hymn 1141. The humiliation and exaltation of Christ. Isaiah 53, verses 1-5, 10, 11, and 12. Who has believed thy word, or thy salvation known? Reveal thine arm, Almighty Lord, and glorify thy Son. The Jews esteemed him here too mean for their belief. Sorrows his chief acquaintance were, and his companion, grief. They turned their eyes away and treated him with scorn. But 'twas their grief upon him lay, their sorrows he is borne. 'Twas for the stubborn Jews and Gentiles then unknown, the God of justice pleased to bruise his best beloved Son. But I'll prolong his days and make his kingdom stand. My pleasure, saith the God of grace, shall prosper in his hand. His joyful soul shall see the purchase of his pain, and by his knowledge justify the guilty sons of men. 10,000 captive slaves, released from death and sin, shall quit their prisons and their graves, and own his power divine. Heaven shall advance my son to joys that earth denied, who saw the follies men had done, and bore their sins and died. Hymn 1142. The same. Isaiah 53, verses 6-9 and 12. Like sheep we went astray, and broke the fold of God, each wandering in a different way, but all the downward road. How dreadful was the hour when God our wanderings laid, and did at once his vengeance pour upon the shepherd's head. How glorious was the grace when Christ sustained the stroke, his life and blood the shepherd pays, a ransom for the flock. His honor and his breath were taken both away, joined with the wicked in his death, and made as vile as they. But God shall raise his head o'er all the sons of men, and make him see a numerous seed to recompense his pain. I'll give him, saith the Lord, a portion with the strong. He shall possess a large reward, and hold his honors long. Hymn 1143. Characters of the children of God from several scriptures. So newborn babes desire the breast to feed and grow and thrive. So saints with joy the gospel taste and by the gospel live. With inward gust their heart approves all that the word relates. They love the men their father loves and hate the works he hates. Not all the flattering baits on earth can make them slaves to lust. They can't forget their heavenly birth, nor grovel in the dust. Not all the chains that tyrants use shall bind their souls to vice. Faith like a conqueror can produce 1,000 victories. Grace like an uncorrupting seed abides and reigns within. Immortal principles forbid the sons of God to sin. Not by the terrors of a slave do they perform his will, but with the noblest powers they have his sweet commands fulfill. They find access at every hour to God within the veil. Hence they derive a quickening power and joys that never fail. O happy souls! O glorious state of overflowing grace! To dwell so near their Father's seat and see his lovely face! Lord, I address thy heavenly throne. Call me a child of thine. Send down the Spirit of thy Son to form my heart divine. 0. There shed thy choicest loves abroad, and make my comfort strong. Then shall I say, My Father God, with an unwavering tongue, Hymn 1144. The Witnessing and Sealing Spirit, Romans 8, verses 14 and 16. Ephesians 1, verses 13 and 14. Why should the children of a king go mourning all their days? Great Comforter, descend and bring some tokens of thy grace. Dost thou not dwell in all the saints, and seal the heirs of heaven? When wilt thou banish my complaints, and show my sins forgiven? Assure my conscience of her part in the Redeemer's blood, and bear thy witness with my heart that I am born of God. Thou art the earnest of his love, the pledge of joys to come, and thy soft-winged celestial dove will safe convey me home. Hymn 1145, Christ and Aaron, taken from Hebrews 7 and 9. Jesus, in thee our eyes behold 1,000 glories more than the rich gems and polished gold the sons of Aaron wore. They first their own burnt offerings brought to purge themselves from sin. Thy life was pure, without a spot, and all thy nature clean. Fresh blood is constant as the day was on their altar spilt, but thy one offering takes away forever all our guilt. Their priesthood ran through several hands, for mortal was their race. Thy never-changing office stands eternal as thy days. Once in the circuit of a year, with blood but not his own, Aaron within the veil appears before the golden throne. But Christ by his own powerful blood ascends above the skies, and in the presence of our God shows his own sacrifice. Jesus, the King of glory, reigns on Sion's heavenly hill, looks like a lamb that has been slain, and wears his priesthood still. He ever lives to intercede before his Father's face. Give him, my soul, thy cause to plead, nor doubt the Father's grace. Hymn 1146. Characters of Christ borrowed from inanimate things in Scripture. Go, worship at Emmanuel's feet, see in his face what wonders meet. Earth is too narrow to express his worth, his glory, or his grace. The whole creation can afford but some faint shadows of my Lord. Nature, to make his beauties known, must mingle colors, not her own. Is he compared to wine or bread? Dear Lord, our souls would thus be fed. That flesh, that dying blood of thine, is bread of life, is heavenly wine. Is he a tree? The world receives salvation from his healing leaves. That righteous branch, that fruitful bough, is David's root and offspring too. Is he a rose? Not Sharon yields such fragrancy in all her fields, or if the lily he assume, the valleys bless the rich perfume. Is he a vine? His heavenly root supplies the boughs with life and fruit. O, let a lasting union join my soul, the branch to Christ the vine. Is he the head? Each member lives, and owns the vital powers he gives. The saints below, and saints above, joined by his Spirit, and his love. Is he a fountain? There I bathe and heal the plague of sin and death. These waters all my soul renew and cleanse my spotted garments too. Is he a fire? He'll purge my dross, but the true gold sustains no loss. Like a refiner shall he sit and tread the refuse with his feet. 0. Is he a rock? How firm he proves. The rock of ages never moves. Yet the sweet streams that from him flow attend us all the desert throw. 1. Is he a way? He leads to God. The path is drawn in lines of blood. There would I walk with hope and zeal till I arrive at Sion's hill. 2. Is he a door? I'll enter in, behold the pastures large and green, a paradise divinely fair, none but the sheep have freedom there. 3. Is he designed a cornerstone for men to build their heaven upon? I'll make him my foundation too, nor fear the plots of hell below. 4. Is he a temple? I adore the indwelling majesty and power, and still to this most holy place, whene'er I pray, I turn my face. 5. Is he a star? He breaks the night, piercing the shades with dawning light. I know his glories from afar. I know the bright, the morning star. 6. Is he a sun? His beams are grace. His course is joy and righteousness. Nations rejoice when he appears to chase their clouds and dry their tears. 7. Oh, let me climb those higher skies where storms and darkness never rise. There he displays his powers abroad, and shines and reigns the incarnate God. 8. Nor earth, nor seas, nor sun, nor stars, nor heaven his full resemblance bears, his beauties we can never trace, till we behold him face to face. Hymn 1147. The names and titles of Christ from several scriptures. 'Tis from the treasures of his word I borrow titles for my Lord, nor art, nor nature can supply sufficient forms of majesty. Bright image of the Father's face, shining with undiminished rays, the eternal God's eternal Son, the heir and partner of his throne. The King of Kings, the Lord Most High, writes his own name upon his thigh. He wears a garment dipped in blood, and breaks the nations with his rod, where grace can neither melt nor move. The Lamb resents his injured love, awakes his wrath without delay, and Judah's lion tears the prey. But when for works of peace he comes, what winning titles he assumes, light of the world and life of men, nor bears those characters in vain. With tender pity in his heart, he acts the mediator's part, a friend and brother he appears, and well fulfills the names he wears. At length the judge his throne ascends, divides the rebels from his friends, and saints in full fruition prove his rich variety of love. Hymn 1148 as the 148th Psalm. The same. With cheerful voice I sing the titles of my Lord, and borrow all the names of honor from his word. Nature and art can ne'er supply sufficient forms of majesty. In Jesus we behold his Father's glorious face, shining forever bright with mild and lovely rays. The eternal God's eternal Son inherits and partakes the throne. The sovereign King of Kings, the Lord of Lords Most High, writes his own name upon his garment and his thigh. His name is called the Word of God. He rules the earth with iron rod. Where promises and grace can neither melt nor move, the angry Lamb resents the injuries of his love, awakes his wrath without delay, as lions roar and tear the prey. But when for works of peace the great Redeemer comes, what gentle characters, what titles he assumes, light of the world and life of men, nor will he bear those names in vain. Immense compassion reigns in our Emmanuel's heart when he descends to act a mediator's part. He is a friend and brother, too, divinely kind, divinely true. At length the Lord the Judge. His awful throne ascends and drives the rebels far from favorites and friends. Then shall the saints completely prove the heights and depths of all his love. Hymn 1149. The offices of Christ from several scriptures. Join all the names of love and power that ever men or angels bore. All are too mean to speak his worth or set Emmanuel's glory forth. But oh, what condescending ways he takes to teach his heavenly grace. My eyes with joy and wonder see what forms of love he bears for me. The angel of the covenant stands with his commission in his hands, sent from his Father's milder throne to make the great salvation known. Great prophet, let me bless thy name. By thee the joyful tidings came, of wrath appeased, of sins forgiven, of hell subdued, and peace with heaven. My bright example and my guide, I would be walking near thy side. O let me never run astray, nor follow the forbidden way. I love my shepherd. He shall keep my wandering soul among his sheep. He feeds his flock, he calls their names, and in his bosom bears the lambs. My surety undertakes my cause, answering his father's broken laws. Behold my soul at freedom set, my surety paid the dreadful debt. Jesus, my great high priest, has died. I seek no sacrifice beside. His blood did once for all atone, and now it pleads before the throne. My advocate appears on high. The Father lays his thunder by. Not all that earth or hell can say shall turn my Father's heart away. Zero. My Lord, my conqueror and my King, thy scepter and thy sword I sing. Thine is the victory, and I sit a joyful subject at thy feet. 1. Aspire, my soul, to glorious deeds, the captain of salvation leads. March on, nor fear to win the day, though death and hell obstruct the way. 2. Should death and hell, and powers unknown. Put all their forms of mischief on, I shall be safe, for Christ displays salvation in more sovereign ways. Hymn 150. Is the 149th Psalm. The same. Join all the glorious names of wisdom, love, and power that ever mortals knew, that angels ever bore. All are too mean to speak his worth, too mean to set my Savior forth. But oh, what gentle terms, what condescending ways doth our Redeemer use to teach his heavenly grace. Mine eyes with joy and wonder see what forms of love he bears for me. Arrayed in mortal flesh, he like an angel stands and holds the promises and pardons in his hands, commissioned from his Father's throne to make his grace to mortals known. Great prophet of my God, my tongue would bless thy name. By thee the joyful news of our salvation came, the joyful news of sins forgiven, of hell subdued, and peace with heaven. Be thou my counselor, my pattern and my guide, and through this desert land still keep me near thy side. O let my feet ne'er run astray, nor rove nor seek the crooked way. I love my shepherd's voice. His watchful eyes shall keep my wandering soul among the thousands of his sheep. He feeds his flock, he calls their names, his bosom bears the tender lambs. To this dear surety's hand will I commit my cause. He answers and fulfills his father's broken laws. Behold my soul at freedom set, my surety paid the dreadful debt. Jesus, my great high priest, offered his blood and died. My guilty conscience seeks no sacrifice beside. His powerful blood did once atone, and now it pleads before the throne. My advocate appears for my defense on high. The Father bows his ear and lays his thunder by. Not all that hell or sin can say shall turn his heart, his love away. Zero. My dear Almighty Lord, my conqueror and my King, thy scepter and thy sword, thy reigning grace I sing. Thine is the power. Behold, I sit in willing bonds before thy feet. 1. Now let my soul arise and tread the tempter down. My captain leads me forth to conquest and a crown. A feeble saint shall win the day, though death and hell obstruct the way. 2. Should all the hosts of death and powers of hell unknown put their most dreadful forms of rage and mischief on, I shall be safe, for Christ displays superior power and guardian grace. End of the first book. Hymns. Book 2. Composed on divine subjects. Hymn 2:1. A song of praise to God from Great Britain. Nature with all her powers shall sing God the Creator and the King. Nor air, nor earth, nor skies, nor seas deny the tribute of their praise. Begin to make his glories known, ye seraphs that sit near his throne. Tune your harps high and spread the sound to the creation's utmost bound. All mortal things of meaner frame exert your force and own his name. Whilst with our souls and with our voice we sing his honors and our joys. To him be sacred all we have from the young cradle to the grave. Our lips shall his loud wonders tell, and every word a miracle. This northern isle, our native land, lies safe in God the Almighty's hand. Our foes of victory dream in vain and wear the captivating chain. He builds and guards the British throne and makes it gracious like his own. makes our successive princes kind, and gives our dangers to the wind. Raise monumental praises high to him that thunders through the sky, and with an awful nod or frown shakes an aspiring tyrant down. Pillars of lasting brass proclaim the triumphs of the eternal name, while trembling nations read from far the honors of the God of War. Thus let our flaming zeal employ our loftiest thoughts and loudest songs. Britain pronounce with warmest joy, Hosanna from 10,000 tongues. Zero yet, mighty God, our feeble frame attempts in vain to reach thy name. The strongest notes that angels raise faint in the worship and the praise, Hymn 2:2, The Death of a Sinner. My thoughts on awful subjects roll, damnation and the dead. What horrors seize the guilty soul upon a dying bed. Lingering about these mortal shores, she makes a long delay, till like a flood with rapid force, death sweeps the wretch away. Then, swift and dreadful, she descends, down to the fiery coast, amongst abominable fiends, herself a frightful ghost. Their endless crowds of sinners lie, and darkness makes their chains. Tortured with keen despair, they cry, yet wait for fiercer pains. Not all their anguish and their blood for their old guilt atones, nor the compassions of a God shall hearken to their groans. Amazing grace that kept my breath, nor bid my soul remove, till I had learned my Savior's death, and well insured his love. Hymn 2:3, The Death and Burial of a Saint. Why do we mourn departing friends, or shake at death's alarms? 'Tis but the voice that Jesus sends to call them to his arms. Are we not tending upward too, as fast as time can move? Nor would we wish the hours more slow to keep us from our love. Why should we tremble to convey their bodies to the tomb? There the dear flesh of Jesus lay, and left a long perfume. The graves of all his saints he blessed, and softened every bed. Where should the dying members rest, but with the dying head? Thence he arose, ascending high, and showed our feet the way. Up to the Lord our flesh shall fly at the great rising day. Then let the last loud trumpet sound, and bid our kindred rise, awake, ye nations underground, ye saints, ascend the skies. Hymn 2:4, Salvation in the Cross. Here at thy cross, my dying God, I lay my soul beneath thy love, beneath the droppings of thy blood, Jesus, nor shall it e'er remove. Not all the tyrants think or say, with rage and lightning in their eyes, nor hell shall fright my heart away, should hell with all its legions rise. Should worlds conspire to drive me thence, moveless and firm this heart should lie, resolved, for that's my last defense, if I must perish, there to die. But speak, my Lord, and calm my fear. Am I not safe beneath thy shade? Thy vengeance will not strike me here, nor Satan dares my soul invade. Yes, I'm secure beneath thy blood, and all my foes shall lose their aim. Hosanna to my dying God, and my best honors to his name. Hymn 2:5, Longing to Praise Christ Better. Lord, when my thoughts with wonder roll o'er the sharp sorrows of thy soul, and read my Maker's broken laws repaired and honored by thy cross, when I behold death, hell, and sin, vanquished by that dear blood of thine, and see the man that groaned and died sit glorious by his Father's side, my passions rise and soar above, I'm winged with faith and furred with love. Fain would I reach eternal things and learn the notes that Gabriel sings, but my heart fails, my tongue complains for want of their immortal strains, and in such humble notes as these must fall below thy victories. Well, the kind minute must appear when we shall leave these bodies here, these clogs of clay, and mount on high to join the songs above the sky. Hymn 2:6, A Morning Song. Once more, my soul, the rising day salutes thy waking eyes. Once more, my voice, thy tribute pay to him that rolls the skies. Night unto night his name repeats, the day renews the sound, wide as the heaven on which he sits to turn the seasons round. 'Tis he supports my mortal frame, my tongue shall speak his praise. My sins would rouse his wrath to flame, and yet his wrath delays. On a poor worm thy power might tread, and I could ne'er withstand. Thy justice might have crushed me dead, but mercy held thine hand. 1,000 wretched souls are fled since the last setting sun, and yet thou lengthenest out my thread, and yet my moments run. Dear God, let all my hours be thine, whilst I enjoy the light, then shall my sun in smiles decline, and bring a pleasing night. Hymn 2:7, an evening song, dread sovereign. Let my evening song like holy incense rise, assist the offerings of my tongue to reach the lofty skies. Through all the dangers of the day, thy hand was still my guard, and still to drive my wants away, thy mercy stood prepared. Perpetual blessings from above encompass me around, but oh, how few returns of love hath my Creator found. What have I done for him that died to save my wretched soul? How are my follies multiplied, fast as my minutes roll? Lord, with this guilty heart of mine to thy dear cross I flee, and to thy grace my soul resigned to be renewed by thee. Sprinkled afresh with pardoning blood, I lay me down to rest, as in the embraces of my God or on my Savior's breast. Hymn 2:8, a hymn for morning or evening. Hosanna with a cheerful sound to God's upholding hand. 10,000 snares attend us round, and yet secure we stand. That was a most amazing power that raised us with a word, and every day and every hour we lean upon the Lord. The evening rests our weary head, and angels guard the room. We wake and we admire the bed that was not made our tomb. The rising morning can't assure that we shall end the day, for death stands ready at the door to seize our lives away. Our breath is forfeited by sin to God's revenging law. We own thy grace, immortal King, in every gasp we draw. God is our sun, whose daily light our joy and safety brings. Our feeble flesh lies safe at night beneath his shady wings. Hymn 2:9. Godly sorrow arising from the sufferings of Christ. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? Thy body slain, sweet Jesus, thine, and bathed in its own blood, while all exposed to wrath divine, the glorious sufferer stood. Was it for crimes that I had done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Well might the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in when God the mighty Maker died for man the creature's sin. Thus might I hide my blushing face while his dear cross appears, dissolve my heart in thankfulness and melt my eyes to tears. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. Hymn 2:10. Parting with carnal joys, my soul forsakes her vain delight and bids the world farewell, base as the dirt beneath my feet and mischievous as hell. No longer will I ask your love, nor seek your friendship more. The happiness that I approve lies not within your power. There's nothing round this spacious earth that suits my large desire. To boundless joy and solid mirth my nobler thoughts aspire. Where pleasure rolls its living flood, from sin and dross refined, still springing from the throne of God and fit to cheer the mind. The almighty ruler of the sphere, the glorious and the great, brings his own all-sufficiency there to make our bliss complete. Had I the pinions of a dove, I'd climb the heavenly road. There sits my Savior dressed in love, and there my smiling God. Hymn 2:11. The same. Send the joys of earth away, away, ye tempters of the mind, false as the smooth, deceitful sea, and empty as the whistling wind. Your streams were floating me along down to the gulf of black despair, and whilst I listened to your song, your streams had e'en conveyed me there. Lord, I adore thy matchless grace that warned me of that dark abyss, that drew me from those treacherous seas and bid me seek superior bliss. Now to the shining realms above I stretch my hands and glance mine eyes. Oh, for the pinions of a dove to bear me to the upper skies. There from the bosom of my God oceans of endless pleasure roll. There would I fix my last abode and drown the sorrows of my soul. Hymn 2:12. Christ is the substance of the Levitical priesthood. The true Messiah now appears. The types are all withdrawn. So fly the shadows and the stars before the rising dawn. No smoking sweets nor bleeding lambs, nor kid nor bullock slain. Incense and spice of costly names would all be burnt in vain. Aaron must lay his robes away, his mitre and his vest, when God himself comes down to be the offering and the priest. He took our mortal flesh to show the wonders of his love. For us he paid his life below and prays for us above. Father, he cries, forgive their sins, for I myself have died. And then he shows his opened veins and pleads his wounded side. Hymn 2:13. The creation, preservation, dissolution, and restoration of this world. Sing to the Lord that built the skies, the Lord that reared this stately frame. Let half the nations sound his praise, and lands unknown repeat his name. He formed the seas and formed the hills, made every drop and every dust, nature and time with all their wheels, and pushed them into motion first. Now, from his high imperial throne, he looks far down upon the spheres. He bids the shining orbs roll on, and round he turns our hasty years. Thus shall this moving engine last till all his saints are gathered in, then for the trumpet's dreadful blast to shake it all to dust again. Yet when the sound shall tear the skies, and lightning burn the globe below, saints, you may lift your joyful eyes, there's a new heaven and earth for you. Hymn 2:14. The Lord's Day, or Delight in Ordinances. Welcome, sweet day of rest that saw the Lord arise. Welcome to this reviving breast and these rejoicing eyes. The King himself comes near and feasts his saints today. Here we may sit and see him here and love and praise and pray. One day amidst the place where my dear God hath been is sweeter than 10,000 days of pleasurable sin. My willing soul would stay in such a frame as this, and sit and sing herself away to everlasting bliss. Hymn 2:15. The enjoyment of Christ, or delight in worship. Far from my thoughts, vain world be gone. Let my religious hours alone. Fain would my eyes my Savior see. I wait a visit, Lord, from thee. My heart grows warm with holy fire, and kindles with a pure desire. Come, my dear Jesus, from above, and feed my soul with heavenly love. The trees of life immortal stand in flourishing rows at thy right hand, and in sweet murmurs by their side rivers of bliss perpetual glide. Haste then, but with a smiling face, and spread the table of thy grace, bring down a taste of fruit divine, and cheer my heart with sacred wine. Bless Jesus, what delicious fare! How sweet thy entertainments are. Never did angels taste above redeeming grace and dying love. Hail, great Emmanuel, all divine, in thee thy Father's glories shine, thou brightest, sweetest, fairest one that eyes have seen or angels known. Hymn 2:16. Part the second. Lord, what a heaven of saving grace shines through the beauties of thy face and lights our passions to a flame. Lord, how we love thy charming name. When I can say, my God is mine, when I can feel thy glories shine, I tread the world beneath my feet, and all that earth calls good or great. While such a scene of sacred joys our raptured eyes and souls employs, here we could sit and gaze away a long and everlasting day. Zero. Well, we shall quickly pass the night to the fair coasts of perfect light. Then shall our joyful senses rove o'er the dear object of our love. 1. There shall we drink full draughts of bliss, and pluck new life from heavenly trees. Yet now, and then, dear Lord, bestow a drop of heaven on worms below. 2. Send comforts down from thy right hand, while we pass through this barren land, and in thy temple let us see a glimpse of love, a glimpse of thee. Hymn 2:17. God's eternity. Rise, rise, my soul, and leave the ground. Stretch all thy thoughts abroad, and rouse up every tuneful sound to praise the eternal God. Long ere the lofty skies were spread, Jehovah filled his throne, or Adam formed, or angels made, the Maker lived alone. His boundless years can ne'er decrease, but still maintain their prime. Eternity's his dwelling place, and ever is his time. While, like a tide, our minutes flow, the present and the past, he fills his own immortal now, and sees our ages waste. The sea and sky must perish too, and vast destruction come. The creatures, look how old they grow, and wait their fiery doom. Well, let the sea shrink all away, and flame melt down the skies. My God shall live an endless day, when the old creation dies. Hymn 218, The Ministry of Angels. High on a hill of dazzling light, the King of Glory spreads his seat, and troops of angels stretched for flight stand waiting round his awful feet. Go, saith the Lord, my Gabriel, go, salute the Virgin's fruitful womb. One, make haste, ye cherubs down below, sing and proclaim the Savior come. Here, a bright squadron leaves the skies, and thick around Elisha stands. To anon a heavenly soldier flies, and breaks the chains from Peter's hands. Three, thy winged troops, O God of hosts, wait on thy wandering church below. Here we are sailing to thy coasts, let angels be our convoy too. Are they not all thy servants, Lord? At thy command they go and come, with cheerful haste, obey thy word, and guard thy children to their home. 1 Luke 1, verse 16. 2 Luke 2, verse 13. 3 Acts 11, verse 7. 4 Hebrews 1, verse 14. Hymn 219. Our frail bodies and God our preserver. Let others boast how strong they be, nor death nor danger fear. But we'll confess, O Lord, to thee, what feeble things we are. Fresh as the grass our bodies stand, and flourish bright and gay. A blasting wind sweeps o'er the land, and fades the grass away. Our life contains a thousand springs, and dies if one be gone. Strange, that a harp of thousand strings should keep in tune so long. But 'tis our God supports our frame, the God that built us first. Salvation to the Almighty name, that reared us from the dust. He spoke, and straight our hearts and brains in all their motions rose. Let blood, said he, flow round the veins, and round the veins it flows. While we have breath or use our tongues, our Maker we'll adore. His Spirit moves our heaving lungs, or they would breathe no more. Hymn 220. Backslidings and returns, or the inconstancy of our love. Why is my heart so far from thee, my God, my chief delight? Why are my thoughts no more by day with thee, no more by night? Why should my foolish passions rove? Where can such sweetness be as I have tasted in thy love, as I have found in thee? When my forgetful soul renews the savor of thy grace, my heart presumes I cannot lose the relish all my days. But ere one fleeting hour is past, the flattering world employs some sensual bait to seize my taste and to pollute my joys. Trifles of nature or of art, with fair deceitful charms, intrude upon my thoughtless heart, and thrust thee from my arms. Then I repent and vex my soul, that I should leave thee so. Where will those wild affections roll, that let a Savior go? Sin's promised joys are turned to pain, and I am drowned in grief. But my dear Lord returns again, he flies to my relief. Seizing my soul with sweet surprise, he draws with loving bands, divine compassion in his eyes, and pardon in his hands. Wretch that I am to wander thus in chase of false delight, let me be fastened to thy cross rather than lose thy sight. 0. Make haste, my days, to reach the goal, and bring my heart to rest on the dear center of my soul, my God, my Savior's breast. Hymn 221. A Song of Praise to God the Redeemer. Let the old heathens tune their song of great Diana and of Jove, but the sweet theme that moves my tongue is my Redeemer and his love. Behold, a God descends and dies to save my soul from gaping hell. How the black gulf where Satan lies yawned to receive me when I fell. how justice frowned and vengeance stood to drive me down to endless pain. But the great sun proposed his blood, and heavenly wrath grew mild again. Infinite lover, gracious Lord, to thee be endless honors given. Thy wondrous name shall be adored round the wide earth and wider heaven. Hymn 222. With God is terrible majesty. Terrible God that reign'st on high, how awful is thy thundering hand, thy fiery bolts, how fierce they fly, nor can all earth or hell withstand. This the old rebel angels knew, and Satan fell beneath thy frown. Thine arrows struck the traitor throw, and weighty vengeance sunk him down. This Sodom felt and feels it still, and roars beneath the eternal load, with endless burnings who can dwell or bear the fury of a God. Tremble, ye sinners, and submit. Throw down your arms before his throne. Bend your heads low beneath his feet, or his strong hand shall crush you down. And ye, blessed saints, that love him too, with reverence bow before his name. Thus all his heavenly servants do. God is a bright and burning flame. Hymn 223. The sight of God and Christ in heaven. Descend from heaven, immortal dove. Stoop down and take us on thy wings, and mount and bear us far above the reach of these inferior things. Beyond this lower sky, up where eternal ages roll, where solid pleasures never die, and fruits immortal feast the soul. Oh, for a sight, a pleasing sight of our Almighty Father's throne. There sits our Savior crowned with light, clothed in a body like our own. Adoring saints around him stand, and thrones and powers before him fall. The God shines gracious through the man, and sheds sweet glories on them all. Oh, what amazing joys they feel while to their golden harps they sing, and sit on every heavenly hill, and spread the triumphs of their King. When shall the day, dear Lord, appear that I shall mount to dwell above and stand and bow amongst them there and view thy face and sing and love? Hymn 224. The evil of sin visible in the fall of angels and men. When the great builder arched the skies and formed all nature with a word, the joyful cherubs tuned his praise and every bending throne adored. High in the midst of all the throng, Satan, a tall archangel, sat. Amongst the morning stars he sung one, till sin destroyed his heavenly state. 'Twas sin that hurled him from his throne. Groveling in fire the rebel lies. How art thou sunk in darkness down, son of the morning from the skies? 2. And thus our two first parents stood, till sin defiled the happy place. They lost their garden and their God, and ruined all their unborn race. So sprung the plague from Adam's bower, and spread destruction all abroad. Sin, the cursed name, that in 1 hour spoiled 6 days' labor of a God. Tremble, my soul, and mourn for grief, that such a foe should seize thy breast. Fly to thy Lord for quick relief. Oh, may he slay this treacherous guest. Then, to thy throne, victorious King, then to thy throne our shouts shall rise, thine everlasting arm we sing, for sin the monster bleeds and dies. 1 Job 38 verse 7, 2 Isaiah 14 verse 12, Hymn 225, complaining of spiritual sloth. My drowsy powers, why sleep ye so? Awake, my sluggish soul, nothing has half thy work to do, yet nothing's half so dull. The little ants for one poor grain labor and tug and strive, yet we who have a heaven to obtain, how negligent we live. We for whose sake all nature stands, and stars their courses move. We for whose guard the angel bands come flying from above. We for whom God the Son came down and labored for our good, how careless to secure that crown he purchased with his blood. Lord, shall we lie so sluggish still and never act our parts? Come, holy dove, from the heavenly hill, and sit and warm our hearts. Then shall our active spirits move, upward our souls shall rise, with hands of faith and wings of love, we'll fly and take the prize. Hymn 226. God invisible. Lord, we are blind, we mortals blind, we can't behold thy bright abode. Oh, 'tis beyond a creature mind to glance a thought halfway to God. infinite leagues beyond the sky, the great eternal reigns alone, where neither wings nor soul can fly, nor angels climb the topless throne. The Lord of Glory builds his seat of gems insufferably bright, and lays beneath his sacred feet substantial beams of gloomy night. Yet, glorious Lord, thy gracious eyes look through, and cheer us from above. Beyond our praise thy grandeur flies, yet we adore, and yet we love. Hymn 227. Praise ye him, all his angels. Psalm 148, verse 2. God, the eternal awful name that the whole heavenly army fears, that shakes the wide creation's frame, and Satan trembles when he hears. Like flames of fire his servants are, and light surrounds his dwelling place. But, O ye fiery flames, declare the brighter glories of his face. 'Tis not for such poor worms as we to speak so infinite a thing, but your immortal eyes survey the beauties of your sovereign King.